Yo, what up, world? It's your boy to the south. The time right now, 6:50 out here in Tacoma, Washington. We got sunshine in the sky. Surprisingly. You know what I'm saying? We got basketball. It don't get much better than this, man. You know what I'm saying? But I just wanna vibe a little bit, you know, and I think I want to start this segment that's called Run With It or Pass On It. And it can be a wide range of things you can run with, be a wide range of things you can pass on. It ain't got to just be talking about sports. It can be about life, love, you know, relationship. And the reason I say love and relationship, that's just two different categories, because every relationship don't have love in it, you know. And love don't always lead to a relationship. So just want to make sure y'all got that understanding. Y'all got to twist it. I mean, y'all ain't got it twisted. Don't get it wrong, though. You know what I'm saying? I ain't sitting there trying to be no love doctor or nothing. But, you know, I've been in a couple relationships in my time. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it is what it is. But other than that, man, I just been enjoying the day, man. Enjoying basketball, man. You know, so I think what I'm going to do is going to take a little break and then come back, talk about some basketball games from yesterday and today. So. I see y'all shortly. Peace. Yo, yo, yo. And there you have it. Houston, 3-1 lead. Golden State, 3-1 lead. Boston and Cleveland, both up 3-0. I can't wait, man. I think the Houston Golden State series is probably gonna be one of the best series, man. Oh, this series, man. Can't even think of one, man. Honestly. For Houston, the end of 2017, you know, I mean, shoot. James didn't even have a good game, man. And got a double-digit win, man. You know what I'm saying? This, man, it's crazy. It's crazy. But I'm looking for Houston to not go to State off, man. And I'm wrong with that one. I know a lot of y'all gonna pass on it, but I'm running with that one. Simple fact is, if the Rockets bench, if Gerald Green can heat up, by Mute, he knocked down his open looks. Man, P.J. Tucker been stroking those corner threes, man. And then on top of that, it's like, we haven't even seen that much of Ryan Anderson. We ain't seen no Joe Johnson. I mean, the bench is crazy deep, man. Any one of those guys can heat up and change the course of the game. Just like it's not. I'll tell you this, though. If the Rockets do lose, it'll be more on D'Antoni than it'll be on the actual players. And I say that because when you got number 9, number 10, number 11 on your bench, that would be a regular rotational player on any other team getting no minutes. That's a problem, especially when you got somebody in there that's struggling and you leave them in there. Instead of playing a fresh leg, when you got 10, 11, when
Well, number 10 is Ryan Anderson. Number 11 is Joe Johnson. you know you got a pretty good bench. So, you know, with that bitch said, man, I'm running with Houston. Running with make to the finals and win the whole thing. So, you know, if you disagree, let me know what you think. Peace.